its current state on WKAR. We are Mid-Michigan's meeting place for the informed, the caring, and the curious. At the top of our program today, commuter rail plans in southeast Michigan are drawing fire from state legislators and other officials. The criticism stems from millions of dollars being spent on unused rail cars. Those rail cars await completion of projects between Ann Arbor and Detroit, and between Ann Arbor and Howell. The Detroit Free Press, reporting on what it describes as a $12 million debacle, says the costs are to lease and refurbish 23 used rail cars MDOT acquired from a Chicago rail system. Michigan Department of Transportation Director Kirk Steitel says MDOT is considering various options, including cancellation of the contract to lease the cars. Mr. Steitel also said last week that it's easy to criticize the plan in hindsight. It was given the green light back in 2010. Our next guest is a key figure in the discussion. Carmen Palombo is Deputy Executive Director of SEMCOG, the Southeast Michigan Council of Governments. He's been at work on the two projects for which the rail cars were purchased. Welcome to Current State, Mr. Palombo.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I am well. It's good to have you here. Before we get to the dispute over the cost of these rail cars, tell us a little bit more about the two commuter rail routes that you've been working on. One's between Ann Arbor and Detroit. The other is between Ann Arbor and Howell. What's in the works exactly?
Well, especially I've worked quite a bit more on the Ann Arbor to Detroit line, and that's a project that has been in the works for a number of years. First of all, what we're trying to build here in Southeast Michigan is really a comprehensive transit system that includes a higher level transit. So it would include, you know, this proposed rail service from Ann Arbor to Detroit. It would, you know, with stops in Ann Arbor, a stop at north of Metro Airport that would provide service to the airport, a stop in the city of Dearborn, and stop in New Center Detroit at an existing station there. You know, but it's not a standalone project. It would connect then to the M1 project that's being built, that goes up and down Woodward to New Center. We're studying bus rapid transit on Woodward that would connect to that as well, and actually bus rapid transit into other corridors. So it's important to understand we're trying to build an entire system here, not just a piece. And Ann Arbor to Detroit is a piece of that.
Well, there's been intense criticism of the cost of leasing all these rail cars. The Detroit Free Press referred to it as a $12 million debacle. The state auditor blasted it last Friday. What do you make of this criticism?
Well, I wish we could have explained to them the entire project. I mean, I think if you're just looking at the cost of cars, and there's no disputing that they're sitting, you know, in a lawsuit right now, I can understand, you know, the comments that are made. But what we're trying to build here is a project, and the project needs cars, it needs track updates, and it needs stations. And you know, sometimes these projects don't come with all these different moving parts, and I would point out no additional funding that we've received. These take longer than you would want to have happen. They don't always go in the, you know, you have targets of opportunity. They don't always flow the way you'd like to see a project flow. So
It does not qualify as a debacle?
I my personal opinion is does not. I think if you're looking just, you know, narrowly at we spent this money for cars and they're not in service, like I said, I can understand that concern and that criticism. But when we're trying to build a project that has a lot of lead time associated with it, sometimes, you know, these things, when taken in the bigger context, don't always flow the way you want them to flow.
MDOT Director Kirk Steitel is reportedly considering ending the contract or contracts involving these rail cars, which, as you point out, are over in Owosso and Shiawassee County right now. Would that be a mistake in your view?
From a long-term point of view, I would. I think they're. I'm hoping they're also looking at opportunities to lease those cars for to another entity for a couple of years, so that perhaps you know, they can recoup some of the investment that had been made. But, you know, I'm hoping that we don't end up with this project moving forward at some point in the near future and then not having any cars to run on the track. I think that would be an equally sad situation.
Carmen Palumbo is our guest on Current State. Carmen is the Deputy Executive Director of SEMCOG, the Southeast Michigan Council of Governments. He's been at work on two rail projects in Southeast Michigan, which have come under fire recently from state legislators and other officials for the cost of leasing 23 rail cars, which are now sitting unused but are kind of earmarked for that project. Do you maintain then that it would cost less to continue leasing the cars and refurbishing the cars than it would be to lease them to someone else or sell them and then purchase cars at a more appropriate time?
Well, yes. You know, new cars are, first of all, rail has become very, very popular around the country, and the federal government has invested billions of dollars in improving rail systems. Getting rail cars is a difficult task to do, and you know, the cost of refurbishing, the time of refurbishing, and you know, buying new, I mean, we knew that was never going to be within the limited budget that we had. So we've been working on this project for a long time. As it's starting to, you know, come together, you know, it would be devastating, I think, to finally get agreements in place and ownership in place and the tracks refurbished, which MDOT is doing now, stations built, and then not have cars, because we had cars, but then we, you know, sold them off. I think that would I'm wondering, you know, how that would be viewed by everybody as well.
Director Steitel did also point out, for the record, according to the Free Press, that it is also possible that the current plan could continue. So he's put all kinds of options out there, you know, ending the contract and as well as continuing the contract just as it exists right now. What's the prevailing view in the legislature, and does that concern you?
I don't know what the prevailing view in the legislature is, to be very honest with you. I was somewhat surprised, you know, to hear that there was that much concern over the situation. And I'd like to believe that if the full plan was presented and understood, that, you know, that would have some sort of an effect on opinions. I mean, none of us are happy that it's taken this long. I get a lot of comments from the local elected officials in Southeast Michigan who want nothing more than to see this project proceed and proceed quickly. You know, I hate to keep talking about resources, but, you know, there hasn't been any resources for this project. We have worked with the local communities, you know, and with MDOT, you know, with essentially within existing budgets that we have in order to move this project forward.
Do you think popular support
that we have.
Do you think popular support is going down here recently, given the cost that's out there?
I do not. As a matter of fact, I can tell you that I feel popular support here in Southeast Michigan for this service has done nothing but increase. You know, the city of Dearborn, for example, you know, just opened a brand new rail station in the Henry Ford before Christmas, in anticipation of more Amtrak stops, but also in anticipation of this project. MDOT is looking at, you know, at replacing the downtown station, the New Center station. Because of, again, increased Amtrak, this project, the M1 project, and the BRT, which that station will become a transportation focal point in the New Center area. So I don't see communities backing off. I see them, you know, certainly trying to deal with the problem of not having enough resources, but the vision is there and the vision is strong, and, you know, they're hoping that this project and others that I mentioned can move forward.
This seems like a pure accounting issue from my perspective, is an accounting, an updated accounting of this project a good idea? I mean, factor in the cost of rail cars into the total cost of the project and then determine whether or not it passes the cost-benefit analysis. Is it time for an updated accounting of this project?
Well, I don't see any problem with updating where we are and at any point in time and dealing with the realities that we all have to deal with. I tend to view it a little bit differently. My view is that this is a project and it's part of a system, and you take advantage of opportunities when they present themselves in trying to build your vision and build the project that the communities, and MDOT, want. And it sometimes just doesn't go the way you want it to go, or it doesn't go as quickly as you'd like it to go or as smoothly. But if we, if we stop and just say, okay, well, that doesn't work, let's forget it, then, how many things would get built? So I see it as we're trying to build a project. We're trying to build a project with essentially no additional revenues, and there's a lot of moving parts to a project like this
that
need to be taken into account.
We have less than a minute. I've got to get to this last question out. Given the condition of the state's roads and highways and bridges, a number of people who've heard about this are asking why these millions aren't being spent on roads. Is that a fair question?
I think it's a fair question. The reason for one of the answers, which people aren't going to like, is that these dollars were not taken away from the road funding. These dollars is a formula that the legislature has approved, that and has a certain amount of dollars that come off the out of the state gas tax going for comprehensive transportation, of which this is part of. So this is not taking money away from roads. And Lord, let me just point out that I'm one of the biggest proponents that we need a lot more money to improve our road system and our transit system. But this project in and of itself is not the way that dollars are come out of the formula is not having an impact, will not have an impact on that at all.
All right. We have to leave it there. We want to thank our guest. Carmen Palombo is Deputy Executive Director of SEMCOG, the Southeast Michigan Council of Governments. We're talking about 23 unused rail cars that are earmarked for a couple of projects in Southeast Michigan, commuter rail projects between Ann Arbor and Detroit and between Ann Arbor and Howell. Thank you, Mr. Palombo. Good luck.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.